If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside hour three of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there because that's what TireRack.com does. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should
be. Time out.
Oh, what's the matter, Frostberg? What happened?
I'm pretty sure you called Mike Harmon your best hen.
He is my best hen. He is. Listen to him cluck. Go ahead. Do the clucking thing.
I don't do a lot of clucking.
No. Do the clucking thing you were doing for me. Do the clucking thing.
Cluck. Cluck.
Yeah, see my best hen right there.
Let's just make sure you're saying cluck.
He's my best hen. Yeah, I enunciated
cluck. Hey, in another hour, I might go back the other way.
I enunciated cluck very clearly. I said that.
I mean, you couldn't say Fred.
Yeah, it was really forcing. You okay? You got problems with me? My hot takes on Otani in this situation
I'm
caused
okay.
problems?
And my best hen, Mike Harmon. Cluck.
I mean, I have tremendous. I say. Are we going full Foghorn Leghorn now?
I'll tell you, that boy's about as sharp as a bowling ball.
I mean, I got the big quads and posterior to go with it all, but come on now.
I'll tell you, that guy's about as sweaty as a headband and a fireman's helmet. Oh, sure.
I don't know that you can run Foghorn Leghorn lines in a lot of what was going on.
No, him and the skunk, they've been canceled.
I just ran a couple.
Yeah, alongside Pepe and Pepe Le Pew. It's a final.
We will go to the Casbah. I always wanted to learn where the Casbah was because of Pepe Le Pew.
Well, you wanted to rock it.
The Casbah. Yeah, because then it was the song, so it became a whole thing. Like, I really want to know about the Casbah here.
Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, rocking the Casbah. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, the first four is done.
It's a final. Look, Deion Sanders got it done.
Deion having a huge night tonight, coaching the Colorado Buffaloes. They wind up winning. And look, it got close near the end against Boise State. Boise State cut it to two. Colorado went back up by four, was cut to three. But then a lot of officiating near the end of the game. And by mean that, I mean there was a lot of calls that were looked at, replays, stepping out of bounds, balls out of bounds. Delayed the end of the game a little bit, but Colorado hit their shots at the end, a couple of turnovers. They move on. They beat Boise State 60-53. Big night for Shedeur Sanders. Big night for Travis Hunter. But you expected that. But again, Colorado's defense, not any good. They give up 53 to Boise State.
I want to just go down to this, to Boise State, watching this game. They had 23 makes on the night. They shot 34%. They had four assists. on their 23 makes.
Yeah.
2 of 18 from three-point range. They out-rebounded the Buffaloes by 10 and still got drummed.
Yeah. Yeah. Statistics, man. They don't always work out for you.
Lies, damn lies, statistics. The other thing is, settling for mid-range jumpers to go with those 18 three-point shots, they only got to the foul line 6 times.
Yeah.
6 times.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Spock, why? Spock! Yeah. Spock, why? We only got there 6 times. Spock, Spock, Spock. So clearly, now that we can look back at the first four games, the star of the first four, clearly Wagner College. I mean, there's nothing bigger than Wagner College with their win.
You are so excited.
Staten Island. And especially, you know, I don't mention this that much, but in 1979 at Wagner College Summer Camp, I won the Best Actor Award. I was a camper there, 77, 78, 79, 80, baseball camp. In fact, my very first baseball autograph was at Wagner College Baseball Summer Camp, and it was so exciting, and everybody lined up because Alex Trevino of the Mets was coming to sign autographs. He was the backup catcher, and the line for him to sign autographs was like 150 campers long. I'm going to get Alex Trevino's autograph. I remember walking up being real nervous going, "You signed my hat, Alex? I'm a Mets fan. Hey, thank you." I wore the hat. I'm like, I got Alex Trevino's autograph on there. I thought it was the coolest thing in the world.
It's kind of a big deal. I'm going to go find you some 1982 Donruss cards.
Oh, man.
He did play in 939 career games. It's a
nice long
career.
He played in that many games?
Yeah.
Really? He was in that many games? Alex,
Mets,
he had a career
Reds,
war
Braves.
Of eight. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mets, Reds, Braves, Giants, Dodgers, and Astros.
Wow. He played
78 to 90.
He played 4 years for the Mets, and he hit no home runs. He had no home runs in his 4 years
of
the Mets.
That's a hell of a run, though, man.
I can't. The guy played till 19. I can't believe that. I thought he was like
started in the Appalachian League with the Marion Mets.
Look at that. Okay. I remember that was Wagner College, man. Hey, we're going to book the Mets backup catcher, Alex Trevino. Can we get John Stearns?
And a 2, and a 3.
No. Not getting John Stearns. You'll get Alex Trevino. Okay, great. All right, we'll get Alex Trevino. I remember.
Meanwhile, you were singing to him. He goes, "Hey, you know, you're like, I was best actor. You want to hear it? Hey, one, and a two. We sailed the ocean blue."
Ah, you know, then everybody gets to wear this best actor bin right here, Alex Trevino, huh? How about that? Look, you see that? That's me. I'm going to be a bigger deal than you'll ever be, man. God, I should sign your hat, Alex Trevino. There we go. You signed my hat there. I should have done that.
Did you ever find a girl and give her that hat?
No.
Signed by Alex Trevino.
Dude, you want to know something where I have no idea where it is? My Alex Trevino signed hat. I have no idea where that is right now.
Single signed Alex Trevino hat?
That's got to be gone. The only bit of memorabilia I have left over from when I was a kid, because I'll tell you this, because this is too great a story, is my uncle went to a Yankee game, and he went with a bunch of his friends, and the next day he drops off at the house. "Here, I got you a Yankee yearbook, and I got in the locker room, and I got it signed by everybody with the New York Yankees." And I was like, and I look at every page is signed. Reggie Jackson, Ron Guidry, Greg. Now I'm like, oh, my God, this is awesome. I brought it to show and tell. I showed everybody. It was so great. And years later, my uncle told, when I told him I brought it to book, he goes, "Oh, really?" And he calls me Hambone. He goes, "Hambone." I go, "What?" What? He goes, "That was everybody on the bus on the way back from the game. I just passed it around, and all my friends signed a different page." And I'm bringing that thing to school, going, "All the Yankees signed. Don't touch the Reggie Jackson page. Look at that. It's Reggie Jackson's autograph." He said he just passed it around the bus, and everybody signed a different page. That's what it was. Man,
perpetrating frauds.
You know. Maybe that's where I end up saying, okay, maybe my love for memorabilia, why it isn't as great as it should be, because I default to that story.
Because you got something defrauded. I mean, I got you a Kristaps Porzingis.
That was very cool. Yes, that
was very cool. I still have a jersey here.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, I have a Knicks jersey.
Wow, I did not know that. Okay, all right.
Yeah, I got to get it framed at some point.
All right, very
it'll
good.
Go up. It'll go up alongside all the other failed Chicago athletes that I have. Mm. Frostburg owes me an Eric Dickerson.
There's lots of failed Chicago athletes.
I've got a wall of them. All my jerseys.
Where's all the
my pain?
Where's all the failed Chicago? That's right here on Harmon's wall, right there. Just
the land of failure. And there's Harold Baines off by himself.
Oh,
why is he off
goodness.
By himself? Hall of Fame.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Phone number is 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Speaking of the NCAA tournament, joining us now on the hotline, Colorado's head coach, Tad Boyle. Coach, congratulations on the big win. We'll get to Florida in a second, but how do you feel after that W tonight?
Well, you know how it is. You win in this tournament. Sometimes it's a relief. Sometimes it's joy. It's probably a combination of both because that was a battle. Our guys really I got a lot of respect for Boise State and how hard they play and how tough they are. So when you beat a team like that, you feel good about your guys.
You know what I also liked? You also had to worry about the way the refs slowed the game down at the end. I felt like every 8 seconds, no, we're stopped. We're going to look at this out of bounds. We're stopping. We're looking at this. It was, oh, my goodness. It was intense watching that happen.
Yeah, it's the nature of college basketball, as you know, which I don't know is always a good thing. But, you know, they want to get it right. And it favored us a little bit down the stretch there in terms of getting those possessions. So it was a 5-point, I thought Eddie Lampkin's, offensive rebound to extend the game from 3 to 5 was really key.
Coach, the interior, I mean, just going to work and points in the paint, it's a graphic you just kept putting up on the broadcast. I mean, you guys just dominating in the low post and having your way.
Yeah, Eddie Lampkin, again, he puts such pressure on them because he's such a load down there. And then, he's creating double teams in the second half, which allowed us to get some shots on the perimeter. It wasn't our best game offensively, but his effort inside. And, the one thing, guys, when you give up 19 offensive rebounds, it's really hard to win a game.
Oh, sure.
And somehow we found a way to do that tonight, especially going into the game knowing that, offensive rebound is going to be a big key to the Boise success. They've done it all year. They just crash so hard, and we did not do a very good job, like I said, of boxing them out. But we overcame somehow.
Coach, you played in the NCAA tournament twice in 84 and 85. Do you tell your players that, when I played, let me tell you what the NCAA tournament was like? Do you do that for them?
Yeah. Guys, that was so long ago. I do tell them I play without the 3-point line, the shot clock, and they roll their eyes like, holy cow, I didn't know they even played, without that back then. So, yeah, I don't talk about my playing days much.
Okay. Coach Boyle with us here, Colorado, advancing in the NCAA tournament, 53 winners over Boise State today. Huge effort from Simpson, 6 of 18 from the field, but kept battling, Coach, 19 and 11 boards to help lead the way.
Yeah, no question. And KJ's 11 rebounds. When your point guard leads you in defensive rebounds, it says a lot about, his toughness and his heart. And he didn't have his best game offensively tonight, but, he's a warrior and he competes on both sides of the ball He was big. We're riding KJ. I mean, we are riding him. He is the jockey of our horse, and how he goes, we go. And I got a lot of confidence in him. He's had an unbelievable year. Even though tonight wasn't his best night, if he can play against Florida like he's been playing all year, we'll have a chance.
Speaking of Florida, have you had a chance to start looking at them yet? Because I picture when the games end, like someone hands you an iPad going, here's Florida, okay, and I'm walking to the locker room taking a look at what they got going on.
No, I'll do that here when I get off with you guys, get back to the hotel. We're busing to Indy tomorrow, which is nice. We don't have to get an airplane, which really feels good. And so we'll have some time to cram. It'll be short turnaround, but our guys are used to that. We've played in tournaments this year, And we're just coming off the Pac-12, tournament where we had 3 games in 3 nights. So we're used to these quick turnarounds.
All right, Coach, lastly, before I let you go, obviously it's been a bit, take you out of the game today a little bit. A lot of talk about the tournament. Is it good at 68 teams? Should it expand to 72 or more? Where do you fall on how you think the tournament is?
It's a great question. I don't know if anybody listens to my opinion. I understand why they want to limit it. It is such a special thing to get here. And so you don't want to make it where the regular season doesn't mean anything, where conference tournaments don't mean anything. I like where it is. If they expanded it a little bit more, I think there's a handful of teams every year that are probably worthy of being in that don't get in. We've been one of those teams in the past. Thank God we weren't this year. But I could see them expanding it a little bit. I don't want to make it too big because you want to make it where you get here, it's a hell of an accomplishment. And where we're at right now, this is a hell of an accomplishment to get to this tournament because it's not easy.
And it's survive in advance for Colorado. The win tonight, they got Florida in two nights. Coach Tad Boyle, congrats on the win. Good luck in the next one. We'll talk to you after you beat Florida.
All right. See you guys. Take care.
Take care, Coach.
See you, Coach.
All right.
Great answer. What a great answer. You know, look, I like what he said. Look, I don't know if anybody listens to my opinion, but look, this is a coach where you're talking about this is who it affects. This is where letting the mid-major teams in, who it affects the most. Teams like Colorado, where year in and year out, are they going to win their conference? Probably not. So he even said, look, we've been in this position before, but a couple of more teams might be good enough. That's why I told you the other night, within 2 years, we're going to get to 72. And that's a great way to put it right there about how, you know, it needs to still be special, but boy, you could let a couple of more teams in because you're really leaving some good teams out now, as we've seen the past few years, which mainly is a byproduct of all the mid-majors that are continuing to get into the tournament.
Well, that's it, right? You're splitting hairs at those final spots. And when you have the non-regular season champion win a conference tournament from one of the non-Big Five, yeah, it creates some chaos, and that's what happened for a lot of squads this year. So congratulations, Coach Boyle. Go get the Gators.
Great stuff from Coach Boyle right there. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, yes, we'll have more on the NCAA tournament, and we dive back into the biggest story of the day, what to know where things are right now, what is the fairest and most accurate thing to say about the Shohei Ohtani scandal. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
You know, as the host of the number one rated Pauly and Tony Fusco show, we get tons and tons of fan mail every day.
Piles of it.
In fact, Tony, why don't you open up one of those letters right now and read what's inside?
Yeah, listen to this. Dear Pauly and Tony, your sports takes are the dumbest and most terrible.
Wait, not that one.
Wait,
open this other one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you suck more than anyone.
Not that one.
Wait.
Try this one.
Dear Pauly and Tony, you guys are the absolute best.
There you go.
At coming up with the stupidest takes possible.
You know what?
Possible.
Just forget what those clowns say. Just listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Thanks to Colorado head coach Tad Boyle joining us a few minutes ago. Just gave a phenomenal answer on how many teams should be in the NCAA tournament. And look, we've talked about this. You know, we'll get to Shohei Ohtani in a minute. But like we've told you, in the next couple of years, it's going to go to 72 teams. There's momentum to add four more teams because the snubs. Yeah, because it could be up to 80. Like that's what's been thrown out. I think Pete Thamel had that report. But at least four more teams, because then you not only let in teams that are snubbed, you let in more snub teams, but you turn Tuesday and Wednesday into a bigger television event. You're talking about four games instead of two games, right? Everybody wins. And especially this year seems to be the tipping point for that. With the snubs that were not allowed in, were all pretty good programs. It was St. John's, it's Oklahoma, it's Pittsburgh. It's these teams did pretty well in pretty good conferences, and they got left out because the push to bring in more mid-majors has really gotten out of control, right? Do we need six Mountain West Conference teams? No, we don't. We don't need six Mountain West Conference teams in the tournament. They didn't play anybody out. All they did was beat each other. How do you know how good they all are? Doesn't mean I didn't pick some of them in my bracket.
Of course, yeah.
So, but, you know, you do need a few more because now it's that time. And now you have a lot of big-time coaches, railing with their opinions on it. Tom Izzo says the selection process needs to change. John Calipari says, no, I'll keep it the way it is. There's just too much of an impetus now for some kind of change. And, you know, Tad Boyle hit it on the head by saying, yeah, you want to keep it special. You don't want to make it not special. Is it still special if you put 72 teams in? Yeah, 100%. It's absolutely special. Is it still special if you put 96 teams in? Yeah, then probably not. Then you're talking about everybody getting in, and you have a lot of teams. You're going to point to more teams going, can you believe this? 18-14 in conference and 8-11 in conference play, and they're in the NCAA tournament. So it's where do you draw that line? And in the middle somewhere, it gets kind of wishy-washy, but that's why I expect when they do it, they'll say, okay, we'll go to 72. And that's where we're at. We're adding four more games, first four games. That's how it's going to work. And everybody wins. And then if there gets to be a point where they want to expand it in the future, okay, because they're never going to go down teams. So it's like we never want to get to – you don't want to go to 80 teams and find out, boy, that really doesn't work. We're cutting it back. Whoa, what do you mean we're cutting it back? So you can't cut – it's like when I cut a T-shirt, like if it's too long for me, if I cut the bottom, I want to cut it not as long as I need to because I can always cut it shorter. But if I cut it too short – I can't go back, right? It's done. So that's kind of where the NCAA tournament is. It's like, okay, let's let four teams in for now. We'll see how that goes for a couple of years. And if we're crying to add more teams, we can always add more teams, right? So, but to 80, I think, is a lot. But within the next 2 years, I would say, okay, 72, and that's going to be where we're at.
Win your damn conference tournament.
Well, I think there's another point, though, Justin, is the idea of the conference tournaments. I'm surprised one of the elder statesmen here had started wagging their fingers going, well, why should they get an automatic bid? Because they had three good days when they stunk during the rest of the year.
How about you beat them, though?
Yeah. I know I'm not a big fan. I don't like the conference tournaments because what they do is you have a team like North Carolina State, right? They were just barely above average all year, but they got hot the final week and a half of the season, right? They beat Syracuse pretty bad. They won a couple of big games. They get to the tournament and they roll through and they get in. So they had a really good 10 days. They had a very average November, December, January, and February, right? You have an average 4 months, but you get hot for 10 days and you get in. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
But guess what nobody could do during those 10 days, Jason? Nobody could beat them.
I know, but that's 10 days. You're talking about a resume that should be the whole season. So what you're telling me then is that those 10 days count and the 4 months before it don't.
Yeah,
the 4 months
I
before
told you that.
Right, but it's always been that way with both sports, right? For both basketball and for football, right? How many times, like, well, they lost in November when everybody's formed and they've been playing. That's far more significant than that week two lost in September, right? We've already been doing this forever and discounting when a loss or bad play happens, or sometimes we take into account a guy getting hurt. Sometimes it's like, well, you know what? They still played okay basketball without them gone. So let's just evaluate it at face level. Like, well, you know, surface level, what are we doing? Like, there's always been, you know, a finessing and string pulling to it all. You know, it's just always the when the big guys aren't getting the benefit of the doubt, they get a little bit salty. And again, this year was an anomaly, and it's, you know, I know I'm harping on it a bunch, but go back and watch what happened in those conference tournaments. You had a lot of middling squads that had no chance of getting in. All of a sudden they get in, and the conference tournament champion gets in, and then, you know, the regular season champ has whatever it is, a 29-4 record or whatever. It's like, all right, they get in as one of the at large. Guess what? One of your other big schools where you got cannibalized, you lose. That's been the nature of the beast. Now you just happen to have it multiple times in 1 year, so you all got left out, so now you can band together and be mad.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Speaking of the NCAA tournament, just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. The games are about 12 hours away. Visit foxsportsradio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. FoxSportsRadio.com Bracket Challenge now live and presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
the Shohei Ohtani story. And it is very complex, and there's a lot to wade through, and this is not going to be a story that is solved in the next couple of days. You have the gambling angle of it. Who got this money? Where is it? How legal? What was bet? Was baseball bet on? How did the money get from Shohei Ohtani to this wherever he bet gambling-wise? What was the responsibility of the interpreter and all of it? There's a lot. There's a lot of people to have stake in these proceedings, so it's going to take a few days. But I'll tell you two things, Mike, that I know right now. Number one is the biggest part of this is going to be, did Ohtani pay for his interpreter's gambling debts? Because remember, when the story was going to come out, ESPN said they had a story ready to go saying that Ohtani paid for Ipe Mizuhara's gambling debts. He knew about it and he paid for it. Then before ESPN could come out with a story, about an hour and a half later, the LA Times has a story that Ohtani didn't know about the money and it was taken from him. It was theft and he didn't know about the money that was gone from his account to pay for his interpreter's gambling debts. This is going to be the big part of the story. And in no place was there ever an allegation that Ohtani gambled at all. But that's going to be the big thing. And for some reason, I don't know why, you know, Ohtani is saying, hey, I'm going to cover your gambling debts. Like, that's a really big thing. And that's going to be the one part of this investigation that becomes the focus. Did Ohtani know when and did he cover the bets, and is what's going on now just to try to cover it up? Like, is he trying to pay the bets for his friend and now it gets out, so I'm sorry, I got to turn on you and say that you took the money from me? That's going to be the big part of it. The second part is, watch Ohtani be insulated as best as he can for this entire story. He is the biggest star Major League Baseball has had in 50 years. He's the guy that's going to bring baseball into the next level of relevancy for the next 10 years playing with the Dodgers. He is it. He is the alpha and omega of Major League Baseball. And they are not going to go into this with him suddenly embroiled in a scandal if they can't help it. He is going to be insulated from this. I could just see how it's going. He'll be insulated from all of these stories and be as far removed from it as he possibly can be. Now, obviously, we have to wait and see how things come out with the facts on this, but you watch how insulated he's going to be from this. It's, hey, Ohtani didn't do this. He's going to be as protected as you can be, which, hey, those are the benefits when you're this kind of guy. You mean this much to a sport.
Well, you're looking at, as JP joined us last hour from South Korea, you know, talking about, he was never the most readily available guy to the media in Anaheim. Obviously, expectations a little different with the Dodgers juggernaut, but you lost your translator. So, you know, that gives you some leeway and some latitude whereby it'll probably be a while before you have any larger press availability. But there's just so many questions here, right? And as you mentioned, while not implicated directly, I mean, we got a lot of questions being asked when $4.5 million is involved, right? I do, right? Bank records and all of that stuff. String of payments, has he paid off stuff for this guy before? Did he know where this was going to? Was it just, hey, you need to help me out, I got an issue? You know, there's a million questions that flow out of it, because just from the, hey, you knowingly paid off, you know, illegal gambling debts, right? Because that's where people are getting to. It's like, well, gambling's legal. It's like, not in California. Okay? It's not. Like, we could say it should be. I would argue it should be, but it's not right now. And yes, you can't bet on baseball and softball if you're Ohtani or other members of Major League Baseball. From all reports, it was European soccer and other events, where if you're in any other state, you know, if you have a private plane and just go across the line to Nevada, you're good to go. But, you know, did he pay for it? How was there a string of payments? Was it a one-time deal? What were the questions, you know, from the banking side of things, right? Because someone that runs his money is going to ask questions, aren't they?
Well, like,
who the hell's this going to?
But look, but here's the big thing, right? Just think about this for a second, right? If the big story is Ohtani knew about this and he's involved in covering gambling debts, that's a bad optic for Major League Baseball. That's awful, right? Now, here's the thing. Okay, we have to wait for facts to come out. Him and Ipe have been, you heard John Paul Morosi tell us how close they have been. Everywhere sure. Ohtani goes on a baseball field, he's been there. He's there every day. He's been there the last few years. Everywhere you go, the relationship these two guys have. the fact that this is not probably a new story and he was still his interpreter today until he was fired by the Dodgers.
That's kind of, wait, TJ,
that's open to interpretation as to what you want to think about that. But just think about that for a second. If you think about it, okay, did he cover it? Did he not? But he was still, so this is not something new, you know, something he was probably dealing with. And the fact that he was still his interpreter till the Dodgers had to make a move today. That's why the theft thing doesn't work for me. That's a big deal.
Right, and it's at this point, it's all rumor, conjecture, speculation with a couple of data points. Either you got the money from him to pay these debts knowingly, or you stole $4.5 million. Either way, you were still on staff and still in the dugout with him as this season commenced. Something doesn't add up. It's fzzy math.
Yeah, it's in many ways. That's a big thing, and that's not a good look for Ohtani.
But as long as Ohtani never bet, it's not really what's the big deal.
Well, if he's covering gambling, depending on what he bet on,
like helping his friend out.
How do you know it's not his bet? We don't know anything really. Right, but if it comes out that he covered the bets, that's really bad for Ohtani. If he stole money,
called a good friend.
Right. Well, I don't know about that, dude. You don't know what he bet on.
That's a hell of a friend.
Frostburg, he's still going to play for you, okay? He's still going to play for the Dodgers.
He did nothing wrong. I wasn't worried about that.
It's going to be fine.
The guy's been fired. Problem solved.
They want to, you know, hey, if you're Ohtani, you want to get this case in front of Judge Frostburg as fast as possible.
And you know exactly what Ohtani's going to do in like 5 hours. He's going to hit 4 home runs.
But it's just all of those questions that wrap up into it. We'll see what Major League Baseball does since they've been gutless in past investigations on stuff, right? I mean, let's just call it what it is. Frostburg, you can nod and nod your head and say yes.
Nothing to see here, Mike.
And yet, it's still $4.5 million. I have a lot of questions.
We should all.
That's one hell of a fresh. No, but that's the other thing, right? And look, if he did it legally. And look, in the end, it should be legal, in my humble opinion. But when you get down to it, if he lost a bunch of money, him or his interpreter or anybody associated with him, you know, bet whatever you're going to do. If that's the way you blow off steam and you get the thrill of betting large sums of money on games, have at it. Just in this case, now we're talking about backdoor deals.
I'm telling you, man.
And gambling,
I'm telling you.
You know, with non-recognized entities. And your sport is now in bed with a lot of gambling houses and entities across the globe.
This is a guy who supposedly stole all this money from him, yet he was his interpreter up until today when he got fired.
He might not have known.
This is not even close.
Hey,
that's why I said this story, it's going to be weeks, not days. There is a lot to go with this. Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome. Coming up next, oh yeah, we celebrate the first four with the best possible thing we can do. True TV or not TV? That's next, Fox. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So, lace up your sneakers, make the win and play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. And fill out your tourney bracket now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit foxsportsradio.com now to register, fill out your bracket, and get rules. Compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners to see who has the best bracket and win great prizes. The foxsportsradio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Tractor Supply and Graduate Hotels.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storr on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. And let me tell you, NCAA tournament, we're getting set. The first four is done. We are less than 12 hours away from the beginning of the NCAA tournament. And speaking of the NCAA tournament, fill out your tourney brackets now in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge. Visit foxsportsradio.com right now. Register, fill out your bracket, get rules, compete against Fox Sports Radio hosts and fellow listeners. See who has the best bracket. The winning bracket wins the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend with a $2,000 Graduate Hotels gift card, a $1,500 travel credit, and a basketball swag bag. The foxsportsradio.com Bracket Challenge is now live and presented by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay, and by Tractor Supply. So to celebrate the first four, the games on True TV the last couple of nights, and games on True TV the rest of the week, we will now play the greatest radio game known to mankind, True TV or Not TV.
Let's go.
Outside of basketball, do people watch True TV? We want to educate you. So here's a game where I give you a show, and you have to tell me if it is a True TV show or made up entirely by me. Playing is myself, Mike Harmon, Brian Fenley, Justin Frostberg, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Let's go.
All right. Surprise inspection. Chronicling public health inspectors as they inspect restaurants across the country. Surprise inspection. Is that a true TV show or not? Gordon Ramsay?
This is terrible. You'll kill people.
With a pitchfork? Sure.
Yeah. I don't know that it is, but it should be. I'm in. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Fenley, surprise inspection.
It is a yes, and I believe one of the lead characters has a shirt that says, I might not be a doctor, but I'll take a look.
Seth Meyers wears that shirt?
I would not be surprised.
It's a real show, Jay.
Go Cats.
Wow. Apparently you guys watch a little True TV. That is a True TV show. Surprise.
That's cool. It sounded like an extension. Very nice. It sounded like the extension of the one with the guys that put boots on cars and they follow them around. Same kind of concept.
Like Tim's?
Okay. Moves like Haggard.
You stop it right now.
A musical competition show where singers dress and sing like country legend Merle Haggard to win prizes.
It's Mick Jagger.
Moves like Haggard.
No.
A musical competition show, singers dress and sing like country legend Merle Haggard to win a prize.
I'm not going to lie. I originally thought you said Hagrid, so I was thinking of him singing
Who's
the death
like
song
Hagrid?
after the, you know, when they were doing the funeral, him and Jim Broadbent, and they started singing that dirge. That's kind of what I started thinking about.
Yeah, I don't even know who the hell Merle Haggard is.
Merle Haggard, country music legend.
Oh,
man.
A legend.
Dude, he's a big deal.
Is he?
I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Can't be if I don't know who he is.
Merle Haggard.
The fight inside of me.
Who?
Poncho and Lefty.
Who?
Sure.
The bottle let me down. Come on,
who?
Man.
Stanley, you going to give an answer?
I think I'll just sit here and drink.
Yeah, when I get a chance, I would mention that anytime that Jason tries to rhyme something, it's officially not a show. So keep an eye on for that. Not to be a spoiler, but
how
that's how it works.
What rhymes? Wow. What rhymes? Yeah. Moves like Haggard. What rhymes?
Yeah, exactly.
There was something you did in the first hour of the same show where we did different segment of this where it rhymed, and this still kind of reminds me of
that. Back to the nursery songs, Finley.
Wow. You are really in deep on this.
Struggling. Yeah, the answer is no, but I love it.
Okay. That is not a true TV show. But
what about Mama Tried?
Be.
You don't know Mama Tried?
It probably should be a show. It probably should be.
What about Mama Didn't Try?
Chainsaw Love. Chainsaw
yes.
Love, a dating show in which potential partners are tasked with felling a tree together. Chainsaw Love.
Did you say felling a tree?
Felling a tree.
I'm going to say yes based felling on your wordsmithing. How about that?
Chainsaw
I mean,
Love.
Love a chainsaw. I think so.
Ameliorate that tree. To make
dating
something bad or unsatisfactory better.
A dating show in which potential partners are tasked with felling a tree together. Fenley?
I'm going to go yes, and it's interesting because sometimes I hear people here in the newsroom, they use chainsaw as a verb to describe baseball, basketball, and football scores.
Okay. Chainsaw
also,
love.
Never heard anybody refer to that room you're sitting in to a newsroom.
it's all I mean, editorialism. It doesn't apply here. We are just by the book.
How much news comes out of that room? I mean, come on. How much news? Come on. Really. Chainsaw Love is not TV. I got all of you with Chainsaw Love.
I just like that you used the word felling.
I got you there, wordsmithing. We got more on the tournament and a big story out of football coming.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.